Put dolls in your washing machine, finest dolls you've ever seen. Figure news now when you sing, D-U-Z does everything.
And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Want part of the evening paper, Bert?
No. I'm not in the mood for reading.
See, the government is sure stepping up war production. I wonder what the future holds. It's any man's guess, I suppose. You know, if I weren't married...
Yes, I know you'd enlist.
What's the matter with you tonight?
Nothing. Why?
Well, you're just not yourself. You haven't been for the past few days. Something bothering you?
No, not exactly.
Maybe this house is too much for you.
Of course it isn't.
Have you found a cleaning woman?
Yes.
Oh. What do you hear from your family?
Nothing.
You mentioned the other day that you wanted to have them over for dinner some night.
Did I?
You know you did. I think even... went so far as to make out a menu.
Well, I think I'd rather wait a while until we get a little more settled.
Settled?
Well, you know what I mean.
Why don't we have my family and yours together? Sort of a housewarming.
I don't think that would be a very good idea.
Why not?
Well, in the first place, Bill, things aren't going too well between Trudy and Maida. If I invite Maida, I know Trudy won't come.
No, that's a lot of malarkey.
You never want to be realistic about anything, do you?
Look, who's talking? I don't want to be realistic. Anyway, I wouldn't worry about Trudy and Maida. Maida will be out of that house in another few weeks. Just as soon as she gets her divorce, she'll find an apartment for Chucky and herself. Say, that reminds me. You didn't tell me anything about having seen Ted the other day. And just what did you tell him?
This is the last question you ever expected from your husband, isn't it, Bertha? Did Ted tell Bill of his visit at your home? That's what you're thinking, isn't it? That's what you're wondering. How are you going to answer Bill's question, Bertha? How? We'll learn more about this in a moment. Hurry, hurry, hurry! Don't miss out on Does's big bargain offer. It's steak knives.
Not ordinary steak knives, but quick-cut stainless steel knives with beautiful simulated mother-of-pearl plastic handles.
Four of these knives are worth $2. But if you act now, Does offers four for only 50 cents and one giant economy-sized Does box top. Yes, four steak knives for 50 cents and a giant-sized box top.
Or for only three knives and 50 cents and one regular large-sized Does box top.
Either way, you'll want Does or white washes without red hands. Yes, if your hands are suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, change to Does. Does does everything in your wash and does right by your hand.
So get Does today and don't miss out on your steak knives.
Made of quick-cut stainless steel, hollow ground to stay razor sharp, these attractive knives cut steaks, chops, cold meat easily.
They're the same size as regular table knives with lovely simulated mother-of-pearl plastic handles.
For four knives, send one giant-sized box top and 50 cents.
For three knives, send one regular large-sized Does box top and 50 cents.
In coin, please, with name and address to Steak Knives, Guiding Light, Cincinnati 1, Ohio.
That's Steak Knives, Guiding Light, Cincinnati 1, Ohio.
But hurry! Offer expires September 30th, 1950. Good only in continental United States and Hawaii. Send today.
When did you see Ted, Bert?
Well, I don't remember exactly. Why?
You don't remember?
No. Let's see. I guess it was the day you were in San Diego.
Where'd you bump into him?
Oh, in Beverly Hills. He had a luncheon date with someone. I just ran into him on the street.
He told me you were upset.
Upset about what?
That's what I asked him. Did you tell him I'd been drinking?
Why, no, not that I remember. Did he say I did?
Yes, he did.
What else did he say?
Oh, quite a number of things. Look, Bert, I'm not angry. But I don't like the idea of your exaggerating. Sure, I take a few drinks now and then, but I don't know why you should go out of your way to mention that fact to Ted. What possible reason could you have?
I don't think I went out of my way to say anything to him about it. As a matter of fact, I think he brought up the subject.
I wonder about that. In fact, I'm wondering about a great many things.
Like what?
I just don't trust that guy.
You never have. You've been prejudiced. I think that Maida has influenced you.
Don't you think I can judge people for myself, Bert?
Of course you can. But Ted isn't just people. He's your brother-in-law. Your sister never did care for him, really. But long before you even met Ted, you judged him by everything Maida told you about him. That he was selfish, that he was egotistical, that he was so everything.
I happen to agree with it.
But would you have agreed with her if you had met him and worked for him away from Maida? If she weren't your sister? If you didn't feel personally involved in her problem?
I can't answer that because she is my sister. On the other hand, he's a guy who use anyone he can use to gain what he wants. He's that way in business as well as in his personal life.
Well, for a time, Bill, you... Oh, what's the use of talking?
Oh, now look, Bert, you can't have forgotten all the things he said to me when he found out that Maida had filed suit for a divorce. He made me feel as though I weren't worth my salt, that the only reason he gave me a job was because Maida was my sister. The only reason he'd kept me on the job was because of her. It was all so clear to me. I was being used. I was a sucker. As long as I would talk to Maida, try to keep things on an even keel between the two of them, I was worth having around. All right, when he called me in today, I was positive I was going to get my walking papers. But you know what he wanted to see me about? Out of the clear. He offered me a 5-year contract.
He did?
Uh-huh. With a boost in salary. He told me what a great guy I was. To level off on the drinking. How valuable I'd become to the agency, and he didn't want me to look around for another job. All palsy-walsy. I don't get it. That's what I told him, too.
What do you mean you told him?
I wanted to know why he'd changed his mind about me. After all, Bert, you don't have one opinion one week and change that opinion practically overnight. I don't know what to believe. I don't know if this pep talk that he gave me this morning is on the level. I keep on thinking there must be a reason for it. Sure, I've done a good job, but I'm not that important to the agency that I have to be put under contract. I haven't been in the advertising business long enough to be of that much value to anyone.
Oh, there you go, always belittling yourself.
No, honey, I'm not. I'm being honest. I know my limitations. I haven't said that maybe one day I wouldn't make a good advertising man. But the guy spread it on too thick to be believable. Sure, he sounded sincere. But for my dough, Ted's an actor. He can turn it on and off.
Well, what did he say when you asked him why he changed his mind about you?
Oh, he gave me a plausible enough answer. He said he'd lost his temper. He'd gone off the deep end. He didn't mean what he'd said. And that he was sorry. But I don't know. What do you think, Bert? What do you think could possibly have happened to make him change his mind? After all, he practically threatened me when he was here. He thought I should have a talk with Maida.
Yes, I know.
All right, he didn't even want to discuss Maida today. Or the divorce. What do you make of
it? Well, I don't know, Bill.
Well, don't you have any idea?
Why should we look for a motive? A reason?
You know, you're not acting true to form either. Any other time, if I told you I'd been offered a contract, an increase in pay, you'd have been celebrating by this time. You don't even seem to be happy about it.
Of course I am. I think it's wonderful.
You don't sound like you think it is. You sound actually scared.
Oh, that's silly. Why should I be scared of what?
I don't know.
Have you signed the contract?
No, not yet. Just being drawn up. Ted said something about getting together on it at the end of the week.
The end of the week?
Yeah.
What do you think you'll do?
What do I... accept it, of course.
Yes, of course.
Bert, are you all right? You're not coming down with anything, are you?
Why, I'm fine. I'm just surprised, that's all. The end of the week. That's what you said.
Yeah, the end of the week.
The end of the week, Bertha, is when you told Robert Rollins you'd let him know if you would testify for Ted White in an effort to gain the custody of Chucky. The end of the week. You know, don't you, that there'll be no contract for Bill unless your answer to Mr. Rollins is yes. By the end of the week. Mrs. Murphy is saying it. Mrs. Wagner is saying it. Women everywhere are saying...
For white washes without red hands, I'm going back to Dove.
Yes, for white washes without red hands, the swing is back to Dove. So if you've been trying some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, only to discover your hands couldn't take it, then change to Dove. See what it means to get clothes really clean, towels dazzling white, colors sparkling. To get all this with such wonderful care for your hands.
You'll get more out of Dove because we put more into it. Only Dove, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two active detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything. So for white washes without red hands, join the swing to Dove. Get it today. Maida, who has been given temporary custody of Chucky, is forced to answer an all-important question in the next episode of The Guiding Light. Brought to you by Dove.
Put Dove in your washing machine. D-U-V does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.